Hymn 36 of the Nisibene Hymns of St. Ephrem the Syrian. Our Lord subdued his might and constrained it, that his living death might give life to Adam. His hands he gave to the piercing of nails, instead of the hand that plucked the fruit. He was smitten on the cheek in the judgment hall, instead of the mouth that ate it in Eden. And because his foot bore Adam thence, his feet were pierced. Our Lord was stripped, that he might make us modest. With a gall and vinegar he made sweet the bitterness of the serpent, which he had poured forth into mankind. Response: Blessed is he who gave me the victory and quickened the dead to his glory. Death: If you are God, show your power, and if you are man, feel our power. And if it is Adam that you seek, go away, because of his transgressions he is shut up here. Cherubim and seraphim await not in his stead to pay his debt. There is none among them mortal so as to give his life in his stead. Who can open the mouth of hell and plunge and bring him up forever? Who has swallowed him and keeps a hold on him, and that forever? I am he who has conquered all the wise men, and lo, in the corners they are heaped for me in hell. Come, enter, son of Joseph, and see terrible things, the limbs of the giants, the mighty corpse of Samson, and the skeleton of the stubborn Goliath. Og, moreover, the son of the giants, who made for himself a bed of iron and lay thereon, from whence I hurled him and cast him down, that cedar I laid low to the gate of hell. I by myself alone have conquered multitudes, and one may single-handed seek to conquer me? Prophets and priests and men of renown have I carried off. I have conquered kings and their armies, and mighty men in their hunts, and righteous men in their excellencies. Streams of corpses are hurled by me into hell, and though they pour into her, she is thirsty. Though one be near, though one be afar off, the end brings him to the gate of hell. Silver I despised at the hand of the rich, and their offerings corrupted me not. The lords of slaves never once persuaded me to take a slave instead of his lord, and a poor man instead of a rich man, or an old man instead of a child. As for wise that are able to charm wild beasts, their charms enter not into my ears. Hater of persuasion, all men call me, and I, the thing that is commanded me, that I do. Who is this, or whose son is he, or what his lineage who has conquered me? The book of families is by me. Lo, I went in and read and studied the names from Adam till now, and not one of the dead do I forget. Family by family, lo, they are written upon my limbs. Because of you, O Jesus, I went in and made a reckoning, that I might show you that there is none that escapes my hands. Yet were there two men, that I lie not, whose names have escaped me in hell? For Enoch and Elijah came not to me. In all the world I have sought them. Yea, there where Jonah descended, I descended and sought, and they were not. And though I suppose that into paradise they have entered and escaped, a mighty cherub guards it. The ladder Jacob saw, what if haply by it they have entered into heaven? Who is there that has measured the sand of the sea and has spilt only 2 grains? This harvest, wherein every day their labor diseases as harvesters, I alone carry the hands full and gather them up. Other gatherers, in making haste, drop hands full. Vintages overlook clusters, but 2 grapes have escaped me in that great vintage which I alone have plucked. I am he that has taken, said Death, on sea and on dry land, all prey in chase. Eagles of the air came to me, yea, and the dragons of the deep, creeping things and fowl and cattle, old men, youths, and children. These will convince you, O son of Mary, that this my power rules over all. Your cross, how shall it conquer me, who by a tree, lo, I have prevailed and conquered from of old time? But I was desirous to speak yet farther, for I am not wanting in words. Yea, words are not to be sought by me, for lo, deeds call on me close at hand. Not as you do I make promise to the simple of sacred things, that forsooth there is to be a resurrection at some time or other. If then you are very powerful, give it a present pledge that your distant promise also may be believed. Death ended his speech of derision, and the voice of our Lord sounded into hell, and he cried aloud and burst the graves one by one. Tremblings took hold on Death. Hell, that never of old had been lighted up, into it there flashed splendors from the watchers who entered in and brought out the dead to meet him, who was dead and gives life to all. The dead came forth, and the living were ashamed, they who thought they had conquered the life-giver of all. But who gave me the day of Moses, said Death? Who made a feast for me? For that lamb was slain in Egypt, gave me from every house the first fruit, heaps and heaps of their firstborn. At the gate of hell he plied me then. But this lamb of the festival has robbed hell. Of the dead he has taken title and carried them off from me. That lamb filled the graves for me, but this has emptied the graves that were full. The death of Jesus to me is a torment. I prefer for myself his life rather than his death. This is the dead whose death, lo, is hateful to me. In the death of all men else I rejoice, but his death, even his, I detest. That he may come back to life, I hope. While he was living, he brought to life and restored 3 that were dead. But now, by his death, at the gate of hell they have trampled on me, the dead who have come to life, whom I was going to shut in. I will haste and will close the gates of hell before this dead, whose death has despoiled me. Whoso hears will wonder at my humiliation, that by a dead man who was without, I am overcome. All the dead seek to go forth, but this one presses to enter in. A medicine of life has entered into hell, and has restored life to its dead. Who then has brought in and hidden from me that living fire wherein have reposed the cold and dark recesses of hell? Death has seen the watchers in hell, the immortal instead of the mortal. And he said, confusion has entered our abode, for in these two things is torment to me, that the dead have come forth out of hell, and the watchers that die not have entered therein. Lo, one at the pillow in his tomb has entered and sat down by it, and a second, his companion at his feet. I will entreat of him, and will persuade him with his pledge to ascend and go to his kingdom. Be not angry against me, gracious Jesus, for the words that my pride has spoken before you. Who is there that, when seeing your cross, shall have doubted that you are man? Who is there that shall have seen your power, and shall not believe that you are also God? Lo, thus, by these two things, I have learned to confess that you are man, and likewise art God. For as such as the dead in hell repent not, go up among the living, O Lord, and preach repentance. O Jesus, King, receive my supplication, and with my supplication take to yourself a pledge, even Adam, the great pledge, except for yourself, him in whom are buried all the dead. Even as when I received him, in him were hidden all the living. The first pledge I have given you, the body of Adam. Go up therefore and reign over all, and when I shall hear your trumpet, I with mine own hand will lead forth the dead at your coming. Our King living has gone forth and gone up out of hell as conqueror. Woe, he has doubled to them that are on the left hand. To evil spirits and demons he is sorrow. To Satan and to death he is pain. To sin and hell, mourning. Joy to them that are at the right hand has come today. On this great day, therefore, great glory let us give to him who died and is alive, that unto all he may give life and resurrection.